Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
Hey guys, welcome to HCG Body Talk, and I'm your host, Colin F. Watson, the HCG Diet Coach. Welcome to the show. This week we're going to be doing what we call our monthly recurring topics, Ask Me Anything HCG. And it's really designed for those of you who have questions that you have not either been able to find answers for, or you've had some, mixed answers, and you want to kind of get a direct answer. And I put this open this forum for you guys to do that, and hopefully I'll be able to give you the answer you've been looking for. So before I get started the show, I like to always do a sound check to make sure that my audio equipment is working correctly. So if you haven't been here before, you press 1 on your phone. That puts your hand up. It lets me know that you actually can hear me. And then you put 1 to put it down. That lets me know that you hear me, and then everybody can do that. That'll be great. And then if you have questions, and when you open up the Q&A section, then you can also hit 1 again to ask a question. And I did get, in my email broadcast, I did ask people that either were going to be on the show or couldn't make the show to send me their questions. That way I could answer some of the questions ahead of time. And then if we had some open questions at the end, we could open the lines for that. It is going to be an hour show tonight because we do have the presidential debate, and I really want to watch that. So I'm going to miss a little bit of it. I'm recording it, but I figure that I didn't want to cancel another show because it's been a while since I've done my last show. I've been traveling and just going to different places. I'm leaving tomorrow. My wife and I are leaving tomorrow for Colorado to visit some good friends for almost a week. So I didn't want to miss this opportunity to connect with you guys and give you some hopefully good information. I'm also testing my Ustream account. I'm actually going to recording this show, so there's actually a video to the audio. I've never done that before, so I want to see how that works. So hopefully it'll work, and they won't mess up my audio recordings. So anyway, I do have some email questions that I got from some of you guys on my list, and so I like to try and tap into some of those before we open the lines up for other questions, and hopefully I may answer some of your questions you may have online. A couple of quick announcements, because I had some emails and questions about that. We're still going to launch the magazine, Semper Fit Magazine. I did put it on the hold through the month of June and July because of getting all that credit card processing system working with our website and redoing the website and getting it relaunched. It really took a lot of our time. Unfortunately, I had to put that on the back burner, but I am currently working on that. I have a couple of new projects coming out that I think are going to be really beneficial and have great content. And like I said, everything I do is basically to try and get as much information about this protocol and how to do it easier, better, faster, more tips, more weight loss tips along the way. And so both of those venues, I have a new Facebook private club, group and coaching program coming out too, called HCG Underground Revolution. And that's something that's going to be really cool because a lot of people seem to need help out there, and they also need to have some camaraderie and support. And I've been asked to put together a place where people can come and do that. Also have a place where they can actually get our content. So there's no, you know, no getting lost in the world of internet information or internet overload. So look for those two things coming out, Tempur Pit Magazine and ACG Underground Revolution on Facebook. All right. So the first question came from Andrea Thompson. Said that she wants to know how to travel with ACG. Unfortunately, her grandmother is looks like very ill and may not make it through the weekend. She needs to travel, and she's not done with her protocol. So I do our condolences for your grandmother, and we wish her Godspeed and hopefully a recovery. You never know. But also, that's a good question because, you know, I've had to travel many times with the ACG. And I got to tell you guys, it's two ways to do it to make it easy. Either take an unmixed bottle and mix it when you get there if you're staying for an extended period of time. If you're only going for a few days, I usually use the insulin a kit, which is actually a travel kit for insulin, which is almost the same exact size as the ampule vials for HCG. And you just put it in there. It's got an ice pack there. You can have your syringes in there, alcohol swabs, all that kind of stuff. And you can actually just put that either in your carry-on luggage, because a lot of people travel with insulin these days. And if you don't want to deal with the hassle of explaining what it is, then you can just put it in your luggage. The luggage compartment of most aircrafts is actually kept very cold. So you usually when you get to your destination, your package is still, your HG is still cold, and just take it to your hotel or wherever you're going and put it in the refrigerator right away. So it's really, doesn't have to be difficult. Either unmixed, and you don't have to really worry about temperature control. Mixed, try and have it on ice or some sort of cool place in your luggage, and you should be fine with that. Next question is from Bridget. I think it's Bridget from Vegas. And her question was, can a person stay on the HCG for many months with bouts of cheating, even though it may take longer to lose weight? You know what? There's more than one way to skin a cat. And some people, if you already have make up your mind or understand that you're willing to take the process out longer than it was designed to, it is designed to kind of dial you in and get you to your goal in a very short period of time. But if you've done multiple rounds and you want to try and use it for weight loss and still have a life and not have some of the restrictions, it is very possible. But usually you have to be really dialed in, because what happens a lot of times is you have multiple days where you're not following the protocol. You get multiple days of gaining, and then you have to keep gaining and losing the same weight, and you kind of stay in the same place. If you're able to actually have enough discipline that you allow yourself that one day a week where you go off protocol, you expect that you're going to have probably the next day or the day after some sort of weight gain or stall, and it may take 4 or 5 days for your body to detox those chemical sugars, whatever it is you put in your body, and you're aware of that, then actually, you'll be losing 3 days every 10 days you're on the protocol as far as weight loss is concerned, but you will get to your goal. It just takes longer. So that is a good question, and yes, it's possible, but you really have to have a game plan in mind when you do that. Otherwise, you will end up just being in a circle of the same 5 or 10 pound gain, loss, and then it becomes a little frustrating and ridiculous at that point. So know what you're doing ahead of time, and then stick to that plan as closely as you can. This one is from Diane, and it says, I'm on VLCD for a 10-day following your protocol. Use your mixing instructions and dosing instructions for sublingual. I'm hungry, and more of the problem is that I'm exhausted. I have only lost 7.8 pounds, including the load days of 2.4 pounds. So, now usually if you're symptomatic of being tired and exhausted and hungry within the first week of the protocol, the first 10 days of the protocol, it usually is a sign that the loading process was not as effective as it could have been. You know, 2.4 gain is not horrible, but it definitely indicates that there wasn't a great deal of fat being stored during the time of loading, which means that you have the food cravings and you're also having the detox process. Some people come out of the gate, but they load correctly, actually get all the nutrients they want. They get the, 3,000 plus calories of fat in their system. When you don't load correctly, it takes close to 10 days or around 10 days for your body to actually locate your fat stores, for the HCG to locate your fat stores and really start releasing the 2,000 plus calories into your bloodstream. Either that or your dosing is not correctly. So if you mix it the way we tell you to mix it, and you're taking one half dropper of twice a day, Usually it's spread out over an 8 hours, 8 to 10 hour period. In most cases, what you're indicating here is probably your body just taking some time to find your fat stores because your loading wasn't that effective. And how do you know if your loading was effective? You know, if you didn't end your second day of loading, literally laying in your bed, completely swollen and bloating and going, I just feel sick. I mean, not physically sick, but you're just mostly physically drained from the whole process and you're begging to eat something healthy, then there's a good chance. If you could do another day, there's a good chance you didn't do it effectively. But definitely you want, this is the biggest problem I see with this email, and you guys have heard me say it before. Whenever you put the word only in front of 7.8 pounds in 10 days, that attitude, that not having that attitude of gratitude, but having one of gripe, is going to be your biggest nemesis on this protocol. That attitude festers into a whole mind game that you tell yourself that this is not working for you. And if you can show me at any point in time or explain to me at any point in time that you actually lost 8 pounds in 10 days on any other weight loss protocol that you've ever used in your life, then it kind of puts things in perspective. So I believe in that. You know what? If you're moving, you know, as far as feeling tired and hungry, that's uncomfortable. Yes, and that will pass. That is not atypical of the protocol if it's done correctly out of the gate. But keep in mind, you want to make sure that your attitude is one of gratitude versus gripe. I mean, 8 pounds in 10 days, and being female is actually exceptional. And unfortunately, other than the not feeling great about it. Which I think will pass in the next couple of days. So just hang in there, keep doing what you're doing. Make sure that you're not only just following my mixing instructions, but you're following my protein measurements and protein portions that are designed to get optimal fat loss and give you the right amount of calories so you don't feel bad. If you're not doing that, then please check our website or make sure you get our protein chart. Let's see. This one is from Michael and Angie, and this has got a lot of questions here, and I got to keep an eye on the time here. So I have a few random questions. Let's see. What is the minimum amount of time that you have to be on P3 before you can start another protocol? Let's answer them as I go along instead of reading all of them. P3 is 21 days. It's 21 days. It's 21 days. It's 21 days. And then after that, you can move back into phase 1 and 2 again and skip phase 4. But P3 is crucial, and it has to be done for the 3 weeks in order for you to stabilize and lock in that weight set point. No exceptions. Let's see. If you don't lose all the weight you need to lose, I would like to do another round after Christmas, but I don't know if I have enough time left in my body P3. But you can start right away. You don't have to wait. What is the ideal amount of tea and the ideal amount of water to be given in phase two, and she goes on to say that if she had her way, she could drink all tea, your mate tea all day long. Tea does not replace water, ladies and gentlemen. Water is the crucial element in this protocol in order to flush your body, let the fat out of your body. Fat only has three ways to get out of your body, and one is more effective than the other. Your urinary tract is urinating all the time, because you're letting, just think about it, every time you go in the bathroom, you're letting fat cells come out of your system. Through your sweat glands, that's why we recommend exercise, and all through your waste system. Your waste system is the least amount of, where the least amount of fat will be expelled from. So water is great. Tea is great as far as, you know, if you drink green tea for your health and your roommate to also curb hunger. But it does not, even just the water in the tea does not replace water. So you could have to have still your half a gallon to a gallon of water a day. You can have as much tea as coffee as you want, as long as you're maintaining your ratio of water of half a gallon to a gallon a day. It's not tea or one or the other. It's either it's all water, and then you can have tea. Tea is the exception to the rule. The water is the necessary factor of this protocol. What is your advice on eating canned light tuna or white tuna packed in water? My advice is simply this. If you don't see it on my protocol, you can't have it. Simple as that. White tuna is not on there. And it's not on there for a reason, because it's not white. Tuna is still considered a fatty fish, and there's a reason why it was eliminated from the protocol. So some people will say they have success on it coming out of the gate. But normally, anything you have temporary success on that's not on the protocol will usually stop working very quickly. And just so you know, guys, I've experimented with this protocol, and I've tried every trick, that's how we kind of got to this point. I've tried everything to see how I could get around it or make it easier, because I know people, that their natural mindset is, why can't you use this? It looks the same. It is the same. It's fish or it's meat or whatever, and there's a reason. And I can't really give you the reason other than the fact that it just backfires miserably. So if you want to get to your goal as quickly as possible, stick with the plan. Keep it simple. Don't try to outsmart it, and you'll get the results you want. You keep trying to play with it. I can afford to play with it now because I've gotten where I want to go. But you know what? I'm doing that on your behalf. I don't want you to do it on your own behalf because you may end up frustrated. I'm just obsessed with trying to figure things out, trying to figure out different and better ways to make it easier. So that's just my job. Let me do that for you. Next question is, you mentioned Greek yogurt, Fave, 0% before, but I don't remember the content, whether in P2 or P3. You know what? It's kind of a gray area. I say P3. I've had a couple callers on the show that have said that they've had great success with using it as a protein source in phase two. In phase three, I'm all about the Greek yogurt. I mean, definitely it gives you great protein for your best pound for your buck. As far as protein is concerned, also on protein days, we've come up with alternative protein days versus the steak day. You can actually use other sources of protein as long as your body is getting all protein that day. I would say basically, leave the yogurt for phase three and stick with the program in phase two. If you're not somebody who really has got this thing dialed in you're not something you use for a once a year kind of detox maintenance diet, and you're still maintaining your weight, and you're only, you're playing with a 10 pound swing here or there every given year, then I tell you, stick with our protocol, the original protocol, and don't step outside the boundaries. The more you stay within the boundaries, the less stress and frustration you're going to have. So leave the yogurt for phase three for now. Is it okay to eat on P2? One of our proteins, maybe after workout protein snack, in place of the omelet or for breakfast. Now, what they're referring to is I'm an advocate of eating protein after your morning workout, or even after any time workout, within 30 minutes for men and within 45 minutes to an hour for women. And the question is, can they substitute one of their normal proteins? I think, if I'm understanding it correctly. For that, and really, the purpose of giving you the egg white omelets is to give you a low calorie, high protein source to feed the muscle and help you burn more fat. If you opt to work out before lunch and you use lunch and you don't add any extra protein in there, then that's perfectly fine. But just be careful about putting in one protein, too much protein after workout, and then having another source of protein. You want to make sure your calorie count does not get too high. Otherwise, you're going to switch off the fat-burning mechanism. Let's see. We've got a lot of questions here. Non-fat cottage cheese is on Dr. Simeon's original protocol, but I don't hear you discuss it much. Actually, I talk about cottage cheese as a casein protein. I actually coach a lot of people to have it as a protein source several times a week at night, right before they go to bed, to help their body burn fat throughout the night. Some people seem to still are getting deficient in their protein levels, and this casein type of protein, this slow burning protein source of cottage cheese, actually works quite well in phase two and phase three. So I do talk about it. I think I do have it in my protocol as a protein source, but it's something that you want to add to your protocol. Half a cup, before bedtime is not going to hurt you calorie wise, but it definitely could have some benefits as far as helping your body continue the fat burning process while you're sleeping. Some people seem to have really good results with that. Let's see. Two more questions from Angie here. What's the range dosage you recommend? I'm doing injection. I know that everyone is off 200 IUs. That's what I've been doing for a week. For what reason should you experiment with going higher or lower? Good question, because you know what? Even though the 200 IUs is what I recommend, it seems to work for most people, male or female, doesn't matter if you're 5 foot or 6 foot six. It seems to be the one that dials in for most people, but I've also had some people that actually the 200 is a little bit too much or too little. And so I do recommend you start at 200, and in the first few days, you work your way down to about 175. So if you're still on, you're still not hungry, you're still losing weight, that may be a great dose for you. And if some people are still not feeling it right, then you dial up to about 250. And I wouldn't go higher than 250. So sometimes it takes a little playing with your dose a little bit. Now, the 125 and 150, it just seems to be too low for most people. I'm not saying that for everybody, because some people do well on it, but the majority, when I look at, you know, thousands of people that I've talked to and coached over the last few years, it always seems that the 200 seems to be the better dose for most people. Between 175 and 250 seems to be the sweet spot. So, you know, for yourself, you can try and play with it a little bit, and you'll know relatively quick if the dose is starting to be too much or too little. Because actually too much ACG actually works as if it's getting too little ACG. So you still can be symptomatic doing 250 and then you cut it down to 200 and you feel fine. Or you can be symptomatic. What I mean by symptomatic, you still can actually feel lethargic or hungry or have some of those symptoms as if you're not getting the right amount of ACG. And then as soon as you drop the dose, it works perfectly fine. Don't know why, but it just seems to be the thing. So if you're not feeling it and you're taking the injections, you want to play with your dose just a little bit, slightly up and for a couple of days, and slightly down. First, slightly down for a couple of days, then go slightly up. And if that doesn't work, and you'll be able to dial it in pretty easily. And I think last one, I've seen versions of deer meat on some other lists of P2. Have you found? You know, I don't have venison on the protocol. It's never been there. You know, some of the people that live like in Canada and Europe and have the organic farms and they do a lot of hunting and they do the venison, they may have some success with it because it is very lean meat. Like bison is a very lean meat. Meat is one of the lowest ounces, lowest portion per ounce you're going to consume. Even in organic form, it's never going to be more than 4 ounces, and it's going to stay about 3.5 ounces. That's probably the only protein choice on the protocol that actually stays at 3.5 ounces. Everything else is much different than that. So, you know, if you happen to be a wild game hunter and you got a deer in your refrigerator, you know, you can go ahead and try the venison and see how it works for you. But overall, like I said, if you could stick with the plan until we know otherwise. I have never tried the venison, to be honest with you, so I can't give you a concrete yes or no if it would be effective or not. That's why I'm saying try it. Unless I've tried it myself, I'll give you my opinion on how it worked for me, but I haven't in this case, so I can't give you a concrete yes or no on that. And I think that's it for Angie. A lot of great questions there, Angie. Thank you. This one is E. Paulina. What is your number? I have questions. Easy. 424-245-6049. Call me anytime, and I'll do my best to answer your question. All right. Oh, Colin, this is another one. These are some big ones here. I would like to discuss muscle building phase. I have some information stabilizing your – okay, basically, I remember reading this earlier. And Ryan wants to know about the muscle building phase. And as someone who's done very well in the protocol, he's actually followed the Simeon's protocol and has lost 90 pounds. Congratulations. Over the last 4 rounds, not showing how long it was, but he's thin basically at 6'2", 200 pounds, and wants to build some muscle. One of the downfalls that I'll tell you that he's been effective in losing fat, but he's also probably lost some muscle as well. He still has a 29 to 30% body fat percentage, is what I started at, 32% when I first started, ended up at 8.something percent. When I was done. So, you know, he said he started at 55, he's down to 30, which is great. I still think that he's probably lost some muscle along the way. So my theory about phase three in the muscle building phase, the reason why I call it the muscle building phase, is because the calorie restrictions are now off. There's not, you know, you don't have ACG in your system anymore. You're basically now able to consume higher levels of protein. In our protocol, you now would be graduating into the more intense, high-intensity interval training workouts, which is something that Ryan asked about. You know, we implement, you know, high-intensity interval training, and by the title of it, it seems that it's something really scary, really hard to do. Just so you know, that the high-intensity interval training workouts, they're high intensity because basically they're short. You're basically getting your heart rate up and working the muscles and fatiguing the muscles, but in a very short period of time, from 6 to 26 minutes maximum. And we have the system basically to where you're working out and you're actually just doing different movements, different body weight exercises. And they actually have modifications that you start off slow, but the goal is that you can't move on to the next week's exercise until you're able to do 3 rounds of the exercises that are put together. And usually they're going to be about a combination of 6 exercises working different body parts, so you're getting a full body workout. But the intensity is basically based on time, that your goal is to shorten the rest time in between each set before you can move on to the next one. So in essence, you can actually work out and do one round of our workout for, you know, that takes you 6 or 7 minutes to do it. You take all the time in the world to complete it, and you're engaging the muscles and actually doing something your muscles are not used to doing. And the next time you're going to try and go to 2 rounds and speed up the process, and then 3 rounds. And by the time, you'll be surprised, by the time you're in phase 3, you've actually put on about 5 pounds of solid muscle. You've got some real good strength, because you'll be amazed how quickly your body gets, how stronger your body gets actually just engaging your own body weight. And so when you're able to increase your protein intake, still work the muscles, you're able to actually build more muscle and actually lose more fat without really making the scale swing more than 2 pounds. And people have a hard time believing that, but I got to tell you that you know, if you look at my transformation pictures, or my original transformation pictures, you can see where I really started at 33%. You can see where I was at after the 40 days. I started to have shadows of a 6-pack. I definitely lost a lot of fat, obviously 47 pounds, I think the 40-something pounds at that point in time. And then, you know, by the time I was done with phase 3, my body fat percentage went from basically 12%, a little under 12% to closer to 8.8, I think closer to under 9%. And I still maintain the 2-pound ratio. And that's why I call it the muscle building phase, because the more muscle you put on, the more body fat you burn. But it's not about pounds on the scale at that point. Now it's about symmetry and body mass. So I hope that answers your question. But the point is, don't be afraid of the high intensity interval training workouts, guys. There are modifications for you. If you have a hard time touching your toes, there are modifications. But you have to understand, getting active, getting your body to even breathe and to bend and get some flexibility and have stretching, all that stuff will actually get you closer and closer to getting the body of your life. You know, it just works. Diet and exercise have always worked since the original Olympics hundreds of years ago, right? So it's not a new concept, but it is a different concept for the philosophies that people have regarding this protocol. And I got to tell you, it's been proven over and over again by those who follow our protocol: increased protein portions, increased exercise levels, engaging the body, building the muscle, and burning the fat. At the end of the day, they look amazing. And that's just it. I mean, there's really no arguing the situation. So thank you, Ryan, on that one. All right, we got a few more guys, and then I'll open up the lines for the balance of the call. So I make sure, I hope I had a 90-minute call here. Anyway, real quick, let's see. Looks like Lois. It says, I started from the beginning of the protocol the last time, and I was on it for a year since March 2011. I am confused as to how to read the syringe to get the proper dose. 12.5 cc's. Can you explain that? Okay, well, she's not sure which dose she's talking about, so that makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to have to cover both. When she's saying 12.5 cc's, that lets me believe that she's talking about mixing the homeopath. I'm missing homeopath. Oh my God, what the hell am I saying? The ACG drops, because you're actually using 13 milliliters of B12 and 2 milliliters of colloidal silver in order to mixing that in with your 5,000 IU ACG. So I'm a little confused about the question, but bottom line is that the proper dosage is just that. You want 13 milliliters of liquid B12, and 2 milliliters of colloidal silver, totaling 15 milliliters, and that should give you 15 days worth of dose for drops. If it was for injections, just so we can cover both sides of the spectrum, 5,000 IU ATG mixed with 5 milliliters of bacteriostatic water, and that will give you 25 days worth of injections. It's just perfect math. You know, simple math, you know, you divide the 5,000 IUs by 200 and it comes out 25 days. So that is how that works. And just for the record, because some people get confused, they buy 10,000 IUs of ACG. Just remember, it's 5,000 IUs to 5 milliliters of bacteriostatic water, 10,000 IUs to 10 milliliters of bacteriostatic water. Your dose will still be 200 IUs, which is a 20 mark on your insulin syringe. And for the sublingual drops, half a dropper or half a milliliter twice a day is your dose. Got it? Great. All right, Bernice, what does Bernice say? I'm on yes, Eastern Standard Time, so I may not be able to jump on the call. We'll press something. Where's the question? Crazy, she ran from the doctor. Her needles were mixed. Unfortunately, I already ordered HCG and B12 from overseas. Escrow Refill Spine before I found your site. So I am new to the information. How much of that is true? Also, the injection of 350 with the docs, but I don't know how much to do with. Okay, you know what? So she basically said she went to a doctor. Doctor gave her pre-filled syringes, and now she's doing it on her own. She went and bought her HCG from another source before she found us. And people don't have to apologize for that. I'm not about where you get your stuff, as long as you get the real stuff and you implement the protocol correctly and get the best results. That's really where my passion has always been. The fact that we've given you an avenue to get it, and we can basically we put ourselves in a position to guarantee your purchase, that you're getting authentic ACG. I'm just using my reputation and my time to make sure that people have a viable access to get the very best ACG at the lowest possible price. If you go someplace else, it's never hard feelings for me. I talk to, help, and coach anybody from anywhere for any reason because they need help, not because you're a customer. Okay. So with that said, to answer your question, so now she said the injection she got from the doctor was 350 IUs, and so she doesn't know. Just so you guys know that dosage is based on mixture, on the mixing the compound. So you'll see people have different mixtures and different doses because the mixture needs to go along with the dose. So, for example, we give you mixtures that will give you the exact amount of days to use 200 IUs as your dose. If, in fact, someone dilutes the HCG even further. So, for example, if they took 5,000 IUs of HCG and put 10 milliliters of bacteriostatic water, all of a sudden your 200 IUs, for you to get 200 IUs of the HCG, you have to now do 400 IUs because they've double diluted it. So just so you know, when you see different dosages, it's because the dilution of the HCG has been either increased or decreased. So most of the time it's always overly diluted, in my opinion, and that's why you see higher dosages. So just so you know, it's not because you're doing it right or wrong. It's all based on you need to follow the mixing. If you're going to follow the mixing instructions of someone, then follow their dosing instructions. Don't take my mixing instructions and use someone else's dosing instructions because you're going to be getting way too much or way too little HCG, which is going to cause a problem. And it's definitely going to make it difficult for me to help you navigate what the problem is. So just stick, whoever you're getting your information from, stick with it. You know, don't bounce between one and the other because we all have different philosophies and different ways of going about it. And that's just going to make it more confusing for you. And I hope that makes sense. Brian, I think this is my last one, guys, or I may have one more. I don't know. There was a lot of questions, but I'm just going to move to live calls in a minute. Let's see. As we have spoken privately, I'm 6'3", large frame guy, weigh now at about 260 from 299. P2 was ineffective for me, but I am starting P3. I'm down around 3, and I'm down 9 pounds in 10 days. Probably need to jog, run, or something. Okay, where's our question here, buddy? I'm really concerned about putting too much stress on my knees right now. I'm having some years back. Okay, so especially with this, is our question. Here we go. Is it common that subsequent rounds providing diminished results? Yes, great question. And then he goes on to talk about testosterone injections and osimpinate, and he's planning to inject that, you know, his dose weekly, what have you. Okay, just so you know, it's twofold question. And they're both very important. One is, does subsequent rounds give diminishing results? It seems to be a pattern that is the case. Now, I find that to be the case more so with people who have followed either the original protocol, and this is not a bag on the original protocol. And I did a video this week that said Dr. Simeon's protocol doesn't work, and I did that to get people's attention. It has nothing to do with Dr. Simeon's protocol. Dr. Simeon's protocol, if we were doing it in 1950s, 1960s, 1970s, His protocol portions would be working perfectly fine. We have got so much genetically altered food in our stores. I mean, it's really hard to get around that you're not getting the protein you think you're getting. So in your chicken, your fish, your beef, all that's weighing heavier than it really is, and you're actually not getting the nutrients. Therefore, the lower portions are actually dropping you way below the starvation mode, and you'll find people that have stalls almost exactly at day 10 to 14. The body stops losing weight. They wonder what the heck they're doing wrong. They're following it to the letter. It doesn't make any sense. And they're wondering why it doesn't work. And then they end up walking away saying it doesn't work. And so I'm trying to solve that problem by giving you guys the right information from jump So you don't have that. So what happens is any mistakes you've made along the way, if you've gotten information, if the mistakes are just simply by having the wrong portions or by or getting, you know, getting diet plans that added things that weren't really in there, any mistakes you made, you know, will start to show less and less dividends as you do multiple rounds. And so you, so what happens in the beginning, you're, this is so new to your body, your body's being detoxed, you're actually having, you know, it's actually, you know, getting all the sugars and salt and chemicals and out of your body and processed foods out of your body, and it responds extremely well because it's like a clear shock to the system. It has this hormone that's accessing your fat stores, releasing this fat into your body, and it's just going crazy, going, this is awesome, and you feel great, and your body just starts to shed. As you do multiple rounds, whatever mistakes you made previously obviously start getting in the way more, because now it's not new to your body anymore. Your body's used to it. Our body's a very smart organism, and they start to figure us out. So what happens is you really got to go back to the basics and look at your protocol and look at what you're doing and make sure that everything you're doing is right on point. Example is I have a guy that I've been emailing back and forth that, you know, had the same problem. He's stalling within, you know, the 10, 14 days. He said he's doing everything right. He's actually following our protocol. And I asked him about his food and his portions. And everything seemed right on point. I'm saying, you know what, there's something. And he would lose one day and then not lose, and he would lose another drop of two more days and then not drop. And there's something you're doing that's inconsistent. It's like what inconsistent weight loss equals inconsistency in your diet. You got to look at it honestly and go, what could it be? Could it be water? Could it be lack of exercise? Could it be anything you're putting in your diet that doesn't belong? And he's like, no, I'm doing this, that, and the other thing. And finally, he emailed me today and said, you know what, I ran out of stevia, went and got this other thing. I forgot the name of it, wish I could remember. Another, you know, sweetener is supposed to be same nutrient, same compound as stevia, and could that be the problem? And I looked, yep, obviously it's made out of sucralose. Sucralose is sugar. As soon as you put sugar into the system on this protocol, it quickly stops from burning fat to go back to detoxing the blood in the body and processing the sugar out of the body. So when you see yourself having subsequent problems in later rounds, you really got to go back to the basics and you got to look. And I tell everybody, compare what you're doing now to our protocol. And if, in fact, you can see some differences, I do that because I'm so drained and saying, you know, our protocol is the best thing to slice bread. I may really personally think that, but the point is I just know that, you know, if your protein portions are on point and your water intake's on point, 9 out of 10 times you're going to have more success for longer periods of time and less stalls along the way. And so when you look at I want you to look at your protocol, Brian, and see exactly if, in fact, if you're following the original 3.5 ounces of protein, I can tell you right now your protein levels are too low. If you're not taking a gallon to minimum half gallon of water every day, that's the problem. If there's any inconsistencies where you're exercising one day and then you quit for 3 days, or you're not exercising at all and then you start, anything you do and stop and go and not be consistent with all the points of the protocol, you're going to see some problems. So take a look at that. And as far as your testosterone is concerned, you know what? ACG is going to give you a natural uptick in your testosterone anyway, but there's people that are on HRT, you know, hormone replacement therapy. I'm on it myself now for the last year and a half, and it's a balance because testosterone can actually cause bloating, so you got to be careful about your estrogen conversion and what have you, but it's not going to cause you a problem as far as your ACG is concerned. Actually, they work very well together. It's definitely an opportunity for you to put on more muscle mass during the process, so that's why they say work out in phase 2 and phase 3, because muscle burns fat, and as long as you have lean muscle, your body's going to churn like a turbo engine. And the more muscle you can put on, doesn't matter if you're male or female. I'm not talking about bodybuilder muscle. I'm talking about this lean tone muscle that works as a furnace for fat. And the less muscle you have, the more you let your muscles atrophy and die off, the more fat and estrogen you're going to consume for a man, or you're going to produce for a man anyway. So I hope that helps you. And I'm going to go live here because I went to a lot of questions here, but I want to make sure that we fill some time. And I'm hoping I've made this for 90 minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and if you have your hands up, I'm going to call on you. So I'm just going to open up the first one on the line. So 832-566, you're on the air. I think you're on the air. It's trying to open up here. All right, I think you're live here. Let's go on. Let's try it again. For some reason, it's just churning here. Not turning on the mic. Bear with us, guys. All right, you're on 832-566. You're on the air. Okay, just went off again. Maybe having some technical difficulties here. I'm trying to open up this mic. Doesn't seem to be working. Try it one more time. Then I'll try some... 832-566. Your mic is hot. Are you on the air? Okay, it keeps going off. Let's try this one. I'm open it first before I give you the okay. All right, let's try 269547. You're on the air. No, it keeps turning people off. That's really weird. That's interesting, guys. I'm trying to open the mic, and it's not allowing me to open the mic. So it opens up and it shuts it down. So are you guys can still hear me? Press 1 on your phone. Make sure my audio is working here. Okay, open up mic again. 269547. It just turned you off again. I don't know what's going on with the mic situation here. Maybe it's because I'm recording my show. I don't know. Let's try someone else. I'm trying to open up another mic here, and no such. Okay, let's see if it stays open. Nope. Every time I open a mic, it closes. All right. Well, that's interesting. Let me go ahead and stop the recording of this one and see if that helps. No. All right, guys. I mean, just okay, do me a favor. Can you guys still hear my audio here? Can you press 1 on your phone and see if you can hear my audio? I don't see any other hands going up. Well, guys, I'm not sure if you can hear me or what, because I'm not getting any feedback here. I'm trying to open mics. Not opening. Okay, let me see. If you can hear me, if your number is 718-897, push 1 on your phone, please. Okay. Well, can't tell. This is awesome. Always fun. All right, guys, I need to do a final sound check here. Otherwise, I got to kill the call because I can't tell if you hear me or not. Press 1 on your phone if you can hear me. Okay. Well. All right, well, I'm not sure what to do here because I'm not getting a response. All right. Can you guys hear me? All right, guys, well, if I can't get any audio back and you guys can't hear me, I'm going to go ahead and close the show because it can't get much. Can't seem to get anybody to respond. You guys hear me? 41. Oh, dang. This just keeps showing off mics. All right, guys. Well, I'm sorry for the technical problems, but I can't seem to open up anybody's mic for some reason. I'm not sure why. But it's kind of annoying. And I can't tell if you hear me or not. So. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Sorry about technical difficulties. We'll have to cover this again, but I have to find out from Blog Talk what's the problem here as far as the audio is concerned. I can't seem to open up any lines. So, sorry, guys. I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Take care.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.